You know, when you hear that music, it's time to connect. Time to connect the dots. 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 Do you hear me? Well, hey, I'm like a protester out there on the streets. I'm just going to repeat those phrases over and over again. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Hey, CTD matters. That's right. CTD matters. Connect the dots matters. That's right. And don't you forget that. And I'm going to repeat that 1,000 times so you'll never forget it. CTD, connect the dots. CTD, connect the dots. Well, I'm going to protest like everyone else. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you the three letters. CTD, connect the dots. CTB, CTD, better than BLM. Yeah. Well, anyhow, you decide for yourselves. Hey, listen, don't give me no crap about wearing a mask, please. Anybody who wears a mask, you know, you're not thinking, you know. I mean, you know, we all want to try to cooperate and stuff like that, but you know, you should be tired of the BS that you've been told about this, putting this mask on. You've been lied to. You've been deceived. The TV, the mainstream media, you know, the big television stations, the phony politicians, the teleprompter readers, they are all deceiving you right to your face. They don't care because all they know is they're getting a big salary to read off the teleprompter. And if you had the same opportunity, you would probably do the same thing too. But it all sucks. It's all no good, you know. It's a bunch of lies, a bag of crap being handed to you. And you're asked to take it, you know. Rip your damn mask off. This is a horror story. This is like a nightmare science fiction taking place. Too many people are rolling over playing dead and participating in this sham. This needs to be ended. You know, I wish I could end it tonight with this show. You know, everybody needs to rip up their mask and just, like, throw it in the garbage or mail it to your local politician, you know, so they can see that you don't want to participate in this bag of crap. You know, everybody who has a position of authority in politics right now should never be reelected again. You know, am I making myself clear here? Is there anything you don't understand about what I'm saying? All the people in power right now should never be elected again because they've sold you out. They've stabbed you in the back. They've misled you into following a lot of bad advice. You know, if you really look for the proper advice on healthcare, you'll find wearing a mask is a stupid thing unless you happen to be working in a hospital around thousands of infected people. And even in those cases, with this coronavirus, it's not thousands of infected people in a hospital. You know, it's way less than that. And if anything, people in the hospital are sick because the hospitals are loaded with microwave radiation from the Wi-Fis and all the other mechanical devices. Don't ever go to the hospital unless you're bleeding to death. You understand what I'm saying here? I mean, really, it's time everybody wakes up and understands the medical profession is misleading you. They went to a medical school, all of them, and were brainwashed by med school, you know, because the pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, decides what so-called wannabe doctors are taught in med school. The real doctors out there are aligned with advanced medicine, which has very little to do with big pharma med school crap. You know, doctors are great, yeah, if you got shot with 20 bullets and putting you back together so you can have some kind of a life. Yeah, doctors are great for that. They're great for carving out parts of your body and sewing you up again, you know. And we'll have to give them credit where it's due. Yeah, they know a lot about surgery and stuff like that. But when it comes to diagnosis and treating you for common ailments, they don't know crap. They don't. Any doctor, hey, this is a call-in radio show, by the way. Number here is 888-627-6008. Go ahead. Any doctor, call up. You wanna confront me with your conversation? I'll make a total fool of you so easily by just simply asking you the key questions. You won't have any answers at all because they don't teach you about real truth about healthcare and med school. Yeah, go ahead. I don't care if every doctor in the world wants to call up this show right now. I'll tell you it's all off. I'll tell you how stupid you are. I won't have to tell you. I'll just ask you key questions. You'll make a total fool of yourself when you don't know how to answer the questions. Yeah, you know, all doctors can be made total fools of, basically. When you know about real health care, you ask them the key questions, and they won't have the answers. Especially quacks like Dr. Fauci. Oh my God! What the hell's wrong with the President Trump? You know, he was famous for knowing how to say "you're fired." Come on, he had a whole career of private career of TV shows where he would say "you're fired." Well, what's the matter? He forgot his three-word lines there, or two-word lines. You are fired or you're fired. I mean, that's the first thing he should be saying to Dr. Pete Fauci, you know. I mean, really. And guess what came out during the last week? That Dr. Pete Fauci, yeah, Pete Fauci. I don't know how he can even call himself a doctor. You know, we've already seen him on TV. He puts his hand in his chest like he's Napoleon or something. You know, which is a symbol of he's a Mason, of the Masonic order, and the people, high ranking Masonic order people, think they're rulers of the world. They're part of the New World Order. Yeah, they align themselves with the dark side, whether they know it or not. Yeah, he claims to be one of them by his gestures, along with other people. We've seen there's pictures of Obama doing that too, and other people. But he's misleading the whole damn world with his misinformation. Go ahead, Flossie. You call the radio show right now. Go ahead. I'll ask you the key questions, and I'll make you look like the biggest fool that ever walked the face of the earth because you won't be able to answer one question I ask you. That's how little you know. And you're out there on the mainstream media trying to tell people what to do, giving them misinformation. Well, this whole thing needs to be brought out to light. The doctors on mainstream media are nothing but propaganda scientists, propaganda doctors, all puppets of the New World Order. You know, this truth has to be told, and people have to be woken up to what the hell's going on here. This is a big, big deception playing long, long ago, and it's playing out right now, and too many people are falling for the deception. I don't know. Is there any way I can make it any clearer than that? I think I've made it clear enough. Anyhow, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you're out there, if you have a phone, you can call in. There must be someone out there who is outraged as much as I am about what's going on. Hey, number here is 888-627-6008. Listen, hey, I wrote a song a long time ago called Ain't No Justice. I got the music video out there now on YouTube.com. Yeah, that's right, you know. Because there's a few other songs with the same title, Ain't No Justice, you have to search a little. But you go to YouTube.com, press on the music button, go to the search bar, and you just key in Ain't No Justice. And then follow that by Tom Edison, my name. That's right. This is your host, Tom Edison, speaking here. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is BBS Radio. Hey, this is Internet Radio, where we can say whatever the hell we want, and we don't need anybody's damn approval, and that's the way it ought to be. And you know what? If if somebody doesn't like what I'm saying, hey, call up, you know? I'll take on any challenger. But I would rather people would call up and talk about something that would enlighten the whole human race, because our human race needs to be enlightened right now. You know, there is so much damn misinformation being put out there by mainstream media. And it's not just CNN anymore. I'm from the New York City area here, and we have more free TV stations than any place else in the world. And there's the basic stations from 2 to 13, 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13, all of them basic stations, and beyond free TV here, what it's known as. You know, it was always free TV from when TV started here in America. And Channel 7 has joined the ranks of CNN. That's right. Channel 7 News is just almost as phony as CNN, you know? And they're bragging about they're the most watched news broadcast station. That's right. And they have turned into nothing but teleprompter readers. And they're giving out some misinformation just as bad as CNN does, you know? So that's where it's at now. It's not just CNN is the devil. Channel 7's part of the devil's station network, too. And PBS here on the East Coast, yeah, Channel 13 over here, New York City. Yeah, they're part of the devil's platform, too. And I don't care if you believe in devils or not. When I say they're part of the devil's platform, that means they are ruled by the New World Order. The son of a bitches, the dirty, no-good so-and-so's, the New World Order, the elites. They want to control the whole world. They are obsessed with world control. They want to set up their one-world totalitarian government. And they're getting away with murder right now, literally. And all you people are playing along with it. They don't deserve any consideration in the New World Order, truthfully, because they want to kill you, really. This is it. Take it, believe it from me. I mean, you know, but don't believe it from me. Do your own investigation. The New World Order wants to kill you. They've been announcing this since the 1980s, and they set up the Georgia Stones down in Georgia, you know, letting the world know where they were headed before they even announced Agenda 21, which is basically lowering the population to 500 million, which means killing off you. 95% of this population, the New World Order wants to get rid of you. And they're doing it with chemtrails, 5G broadcasting, harmful microwaves, and the coronavirus, and GMO food. They are slowly killing you. They're poisoning the food. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning your mind. They're doing everything they possibly can to stop you from evolving and become a peaceful, loving human being. They're infiltrating your mind with these fake movements like BLM, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, come on, everybody with common sense knows that all lives matter. We don't need protesters talking about that. And these protests are all freaking going to waste because you're not really badgering the lawmakers that would have to change the laws to make things different. That's the only way things are going to change. The laws have to be all changed, you know? I said it last week, I've said it before that, I've been saying it for God knows how long. The laws have to be changed. If you're not requesting that the laws be changed, what the hell are you protesting for, you know? If you're not badgering the lawmakers who have the power to change the laws, you're wasting your friggin' breath. You know? Of course, a lot of yous want to go out and protest. A lot of yous want to go out there and cause anarchy and mayhem. And hey, it's just an excuse to vandalize and steal and destroy property and be a super juvenile delinquent. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, let's cut out all the nonsense. You know, this is most of the protests right now. You know, the protesters are allowing bad elements of society to walk amongst them and take advantage of what they're trying to do. It's sickening, you know. The only way things can ever change is by the laws being changed. I say, hey, wipe the whole blackboard clean and just start, we'll start from the scratch again. And it would be better than what we have now because we have so many laws now that victimize the poor people. And, of course, who do we have to blame? Democrats and Republicans, you know? Hey, that's why I run for president. I have to take to tell you, hey, go to my site, 2020presidenttomanderson.com, and you'll hear the truth about what a president should be talking about. I've got five short one-minute videos there. Watch them. You know, I've said it all in five short one-minute videos. I've said it all. I don't have to say anymore. It's all right there, very simplified, you know? If you vote for anybody in this next coming November election in the United States of America besides me, you're a friggin' idiot. That's right, because you're voting for people that don't are not offering you anything. I am the only one offering the general public control of their government. Realistic solutions, common sense solutions. I'm the only one offering that. Go to my website, and you'll find no other website even close to mine. All right? Forget about the big parties. They're your biggest enemy. All the problems in the world, or at least in America here, have been created by the Democrat and the Republicans. And how do I expect to win the election as a write-in candidate? That's right. I'm only I'm only a poor write-in candidate for President of the United States. But I've got the knowledge to solve the problems. I know what it is to be a regular person because I am a regular person. I've lived my whole life as a regular person. You know, and I'm still a regular person. And that makes me the most qualified candidate right there, not to mention that the solutions to the problems, all the problems are known already, and I happen to be aware of that. No other candidate is talking like I am talking. No other candidate is aware of all the problems and all the solutions to all the problems. None of them, you know? If you like President Trump or you don't like President Trump, believe me, I'm 100 times better than he is, and I'm certainly 1,000 times better than any Democrat. I mean, how clear can I make it? So what I'm saying is, like, if your family or your friends want to vote Democrat or Republican, tell them not to. Tell them to vote for an independent write-in candidate like myself. Doesn't matter whether it's write-in ballots or whatever, you can vote for a write-in candidate. Find out what the laws regarding this. You know, you can do this. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. Don't let anybody tell you it's a waste of time. You know, this is the time to speak up and vote for truth and honesty. That's what I'm all about. My website proves that. Just go to it, 2020presidenttomanderson.com. You know, if you can't understand what I'm saying, hey, call into the radio show. Ask them. They'll give you the details, all right? But if you're listening, you should have been able to say understand everything I just already said. If you don't participate, you only have yourself to blame because the elites own the Democrat and Republicans. But I'm not trying to run against Democrats or Republicans because I know that the people who vote for Democrats and Republicans, you've all been duped your whole lives. You know, I'm asking you, both Democrats and Republicans, vote for me. You know, an independent person who knows how to bring unity to the Congress. You know, anybody who is a member of the Democrats or the Republicans who gets elected President of the United States will never unify the Congress. They've proven that already. that they don't even have a desire to. It's all they want to do is try to get a majority in the House or the Senate and rule one party rule over the other. This is not the solution. Everybody's saying they want unity. Everybody's saying they want a leader. Hey, I'm here. I've been here in the last several elections myself, you know? But I only can get myself heard out on things like Internet radio. This is BBS, Internet radio. Because mainstream media will never interview someone like myself who wants to talk about the truth. They want to interview teleprompter readers who will read off a script and just keep on re-promoting the same BS that controls your life and wrongfully controls your life. Did I have to explain that? Really? I mean, really, wake up, everybody. Are you brain dead? Are you as dumb as the politicians? You know? And please, I don't believe you are, but you have to take the proper actions. You have to support people that are talking about the truth, you know? I mean, really, wake up, everybody. Hey, and if you have a telephone, you can call into this radio show. That's right. The toll-free number here is 1-888-627-6008. Hey, all right, I'll say that one more time. This is a call-in radio show. That means you with a telephone, you know, which is basically everybody on the face of the earth in 2020. You have the ability to call into this radio show with your cell phone or landline. And landlines have a bigger, way better advantage over cell phones, and there's less chance of something going wrong with them. That's right. Landlines are more reliable than cell phones. And they don't give off any radiation either. I know nobody's told that basic information anymore, but hey, this is an educational radio show. And you have a chance to take that cell phone or landline and call in to the show and give your 2 cents. You know, something you're being offered on this show that you're not going to get offered on mainstream media. And you ought to have something to say. Everybody in this world has something to say. But if you're afraid to go out here and talk about it in public, what kind of a chicken are you, you know? I mean, really. You know, why pass up an opportunity when you have it? As the old saying goes, when opportunity knocks, answer the door. Well, so much for that. All I got to say is, hey, my new videos are out there on YouTube. You know, one of the best songs, social political songs ever written in the history of the human race, The Common Man. It's out there on YouTube right now, you know? Anybody that ever listened to this song has given me compliments on the words to The Common Man. You know, it talks about you, the person that's being victimized, you, the person that's being mistreated. If anything, you'll be able to associate with what's being talked about. The evils of our world being perpetrated against the common man. They feed you lies through the TV screen. You know, I'm singing about it in The Common Man. It's on in a music video on YouTube.com right now. In fact, the video I put up on that, it's me doing a live performance in New York City at a folk club. You know, I'm there with a single guitar, and I'm giving a full band performance of The Common Man. Because those of us that know how to write songs and know how to give a full band sound with a single guitar, I'm one of them, and I'm out there doing it. And you ought to go take your time to go to YouTube.com, press on the music choice, and then the information bar, write the words, The Common Man. And you who are listening to my voice tonight, all of you, you're the common man, you're the common woman, you know? And it talks about what we're all being dealt with. You know, and in order to inspire you to get out there, and you combine that all the information in that one song with my other song, Ain't No Justice. The message being said, there will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. May those two songs alone inspire you to get out there and start protesting about what really irks you. And in order to inspire you, when it comes election day, forget about the Democrats and Republicans. They have no solutions, you know? And all you people that love President Trump, yeah, well, if you love President Trump, you'll love me 100 times better, because I'm at least 100 times smarter than President Trump. And prove me wrong, okay? Meanwhile, it's sad. The fact that he has the authority right now, but he doesn't know what the hell to do. No matter how much you love him and like him, President Trump does not know what the hell to do. But it's people like me. If I had the authority right now, all these problems would be solved. There wouldn't be people protesting and ransacking businesses around the country because they're unhappy, because all the things they're unhappy with, that would have been solved already. In a matter of weeks of being elected, all these problems can be so easily solved. If I had authority over the Congress to walk before the Congress right now, I could make everybody get along. It's not that difficult if you know what to do. President Trump doesn't know what to do, no matter how much you love him. Sure, he's 1,000 times better than any Democrat, but that doesn't make him have the ability of knowing what to do and knowing the solutions to all the problems. Only people, gifted people like myself, that have sought truth, I've learned the truth, and I know what the truth is. He never sought the truth. He's a businessman. Yeah, he's a good businessman, okay? And if you elected me president of the United States, if he has anything to offer our government, he can be part of my government. But at the same time, I have the solutions and he doesn't. And if you're a Democrat, forget it. Walk out, turn your back on that party, because they're all demon-sucking, demon-obeying idiots who are part of the New World Order that want to take away your rights and enslave you and kill you. That's Democrats, yeah. They're all like servants of the devil right now, you know? And if they're not, they should certainly quit that party. And there's a large percentage of the Republicans that are servants of the demon world, too. That's right, and demons do exist. Yeah, they're invisible creatures that have mind control. Sometimes they're called archons in the new terminologies. But the demons are out there, the fallen angels. They're invisible to you and me, basically, because human sight has its parameters. But you could expand your human sight, but I don't even want to get into that, you know? If somebody really wants to know how to expand their human sight, hey, call up. This is a call-in radio show, and we'll start talking about it. You know, but most people I know don't want to know how to expand their sight because they're lazy. Stop being lazy, you know, because you could be somebody important. If you're a lazy person, you could be somebody important. If you finally took a stand in life and supported people like myself that have the solutions. The only reason everything hasn't been solved in our life, we just could be paradise on earth right now. All the solutions to everything are already known. It's just the trouble that everyone who has a position of authority, position of power, doesn't know the solutions, because they're all teleprompter readers. They're all puppets of the New World Order. They're all idiots. They're all bribe-taking, blood-sucking, no-good effing son of a bitches, period. And we all know that. You know, if there's five, I keep saying it every week, if there's five good people in Congress, let them call up my radio show. You find them. If you can find five good people in the Congress, call up and let us know. Because I don't believe there's even five good people in the U.S. Congress, you know? There's so-called people that make headlines like Rand Paul. Yeah, yeah. And the only reason we get to the mainstream media gives him the platform, not because he has anything great to say, sometimes he does, it's because of Ron Paul, his father, who was loved by many people from years ago. But he's no longer part of the U.S. government or the Congress, and he had to suffer the indignity of being told by the people with the dark sunglasses that he better end his presidential campaign against the Democrats and Republicans, or they threaten his family members, and so he had to cow down like everyone else that tried to confront the Democrats and Republicans. Hey, I'm a writing candidate. I'm not trying to confront the Democrats and Republicans. I'm telling them, listen, you know, give up your stupid BS and support someone like me who knows how to solve all the problems, because even you guys are sick of the problems to where they got to today, you know? And understand that if you're a Democrat and you're a Republican, you know, to pledge allegiance to those groups, you're pledging allegiance to the New World Order, because the New World Order controls both the Democrats and Republicans. And talk about other countries, New World Order controls, let's say, France, the most jerky New Age leader of all time. He's not a leader, the jerky puppet president of France, whatever his la-la-la French name is. You know his name. He's the jerk-off who's in charge of France, a worthless idiot, you know, hated by his own people. And, he's the New World Order puppet, just like the old hag who's the in charge of Germany. She looks like a puppet. You know, you ever look at her face on the TV? She's got those jowls. She's got those marks on the side of her bottom of her, off the sides of her corners of her lips that go down across her chin that cave in, just like a puppet, you know? And of course, she is a puppet of the New World Order. I don't know how the German people can stand allowing a puppet woman who looks like a puppet. You know, she's made out of flesh and bones, but she looks like a plastic puppet. That's the crease marks in her face. I mean, it's showing you how much more proof do you need that she's a puppet. She's, you know, her body is deforming into a puppet, has deformed into a puppet shape. You know, and then there's the poor United Kingdom, used to be Great Britain, but it's being destroyed from within by members of Parliament called MPs for short. Yeah, I'm hip to what's going on over there in the UK, and I follow a lot of people on Twitter regarding the UK. You know, a great nation of great people, but they are being subverted. They are being sold at their bribe-taking, backstabbing government. They have a prime minister, Boris Johnson. I have to call him Boris the Backstabber, because he's backstabbed the people since he got in office. You know, everybody was complaining about Theresa May, the prime minister before him, how she was butt-kissing the European Union. And then as soon as Boris Johnson gets in office, gets elected, you know, he makes this big promise at the beginning of October. Yeah, we'll be out of the European Union by Halloween. Yeah. So Halloween came and went, and he couldn't fulfill that promise, you know. All that happened was, a half-assed Brexit, as it could be realistically expressed, you know. And he doesn't have the guts to really go and just tell the EU, F you. You know, I follow British politics, you know. And their country, they have a nonsensical lockdown going too. And they're, because their country's parliament has just like the U.S. Congress, both are controlled by the New World Order. That's right. There's people in both of these governing bodies, they don't even realize that they have been turned into puppets of the New World Order. And they are suffocating their populations, just like they're doing here in the United States. And of course, the news is in on all this shit. News belongs to all the news companies are owned by the New World Order. Right? Who's the New World Order? I guess we could say, if you want to go back not too far, you know, the Illuminati started in 1776, same year America had their Declaration of Independence, to break away from the rule of tyrannical Britain at the time. And since then, the New World Order, led by the Illuminati and the Jesuits and the Masonic Order and the bankers, the world bankers, and the world ruling families, they're all part of the New World Order. And of course, the mega corporations of today are also part of the New World Order. That's right. And if you look in back at your history correctly, most people don't have forgotten that the United States, the capital of the United States, was not originally Washington, D.C. No, not at all. It started out in Philadelphia. You know, you ever hear that song? I don't particularly like it, but it's called Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. That's where the capital of the United States was, Philadelphia. And guess what? No sooner than the government was formed, the people were getting annoyed with the freaking government already. So let's just say, you know, America government has always had a problem shortly after its beginning, but the Constitution of the United States of America is a great document. The greatest document before the Constitution was the Magna Carta in England from, I believe, 1215. Hey, if I'm wrong, correct me. Hey, call in radio show here. You can call in and correct me anytime if I said something wrong. 888-627-6008. If you're calling from the UK, you have to put a 00 before that. So you would be 00 -1-888-627-6008. And if that info is incorrect, hey, call me up and tell me. But that's the deal. Most people don't realize that. The United States of America, the government started off in Philadelphia, but it wasn't long. I don't know, it was a couple weeks or a couple months. The people were so annoyed by how the government wasn't behaving and doing what I guess they had promised to do. The people rallied in a real protest, a real heartfelt emotions, and there was no fake penal police to stop them. They actually drove the federal government out of, you know, went downtown to Philadelphia and drove the federal government out of Philadelphia. That's right, because they were so annoyed at the bad behavior and unresponsiveness of the American government right in the beginning. Shows you how easily it is for governments to get corrupted. And the U.S. government had to retreat over into New Jersey. First to Trenton, then to Princeton, and eventually they had to retreat all the way up to New York City, where they maintained the U.S. Was the headquarters. New York City was the headquarters of the U.S. government. That's where George Washington became elected the President of the United States, I believe it was 1783. Anyhow, there's a statue of him down on Wall Street, I believe. The police better be guarding the statue, because somebody's going to want to pull that down sooner or later, because there's maniacs that want to pull down any statue down that's not unless it's of a black person. If it's of a white person, they want to pull the statue down because there's extreme hatred for white people going around the world right now. That's right. White people are the most persecuted people on the face of this planet right now. Why isn't that being talked about on mainstream media? We know why it isn't. But besides that, so it wasn't... So while the government was in New York City, eventually they came to a decision that they were going to build a city specifically made for the federal government, which was to be the District of Columbia. And George Washington, who was a Mason, was... part of the surveying team that outlined the boundaries of this square called the District of Columbia that was set on kilter 45 degrees out of sync with the cardinal directions. And of course, and most people are not informed of this information, but when you do something like that, that's a mark of the dark side, mark of the false gods. You know, I happen to be a knowledgeable person, and I taught, and I put a lot of important knowledge in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's right, it's out there. You can view the first 40 pages for free at courtesy of Google, but I advise everyone to buy the book, download the book to get the pictures. Because there's like over 75 pictures there of things that go on in our world right here on planet Earth that you've never seen before. You know, I have pictures in that book that no one has ever revealed to the general public. If you're a truth seeker, you need to buy this book of mine, you know? I've made it to educate the human race of what's going on beyond the scope of your vision, you know, and what's going on out in the wilderness that you is in with the scope of your vision. And the only reason you don't know about it is because you're being deceived by the authorities. You're being kept dumb, you know. I'm trying to educate you about the things that you should know about, but is being kept from you on purpose by all the evil governments of this world, who are all controlled, they're all evil, because they're all controlled by the New World Order, that group of elites that's been controlling the world from 1776, if not before, and of course way before that, because the elites evolved out of the world controllers that came before them, who were the false gods of antiquity. Yeah, those are the ones who came up with the nervy ideas that you had to bow down before them. You know, they forced you to bow down before them, or they killed you. It was that simple. And if you don't know that, you don't know your world history. That's right. Before the totalitarian governments evolved and the dictators evolved, there were the false gods, who were the original dictators of all humanity. You know, it's in the Sumerian records. Go search it out for yourself. Hey, a great book. It's called 12th Planet by Zachariah Sitchin. That's right. You'll get a brief history of ancient history going back almost a half a million years. That's right. You know, why haven't you been taught that in school? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they don't want you to know it. That's why. Hey, you want to get a quick education on all that's going on behind the scenes, and quick education on a generalization of world history going back that far? Get my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's sold at Barnes & Noble. If they don't have it in the store, they can order it for you. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Google Play to download it to your whatever high-tech machine you're using. And I'm just saying, hey, and you want to check out my website, 2020 President Tom Edison, just to prove to yourself that I don't make up stories. I only talk the truth. You can get that on your cell phone. I'm the only one. Come claim me. I'm the only one who has a cell phone ready website, where when you click on to 2020presidenttomedison.com, the information on all the aspects from all the aspects of my website are iPhone ready. You know, you can just scroll down with your phone, and all the information is in that little narrow strip on your phone there already. And, you know, it's all been pre-planned to make it easy, so you can search my website on your cell phone. And when you've got your cell phone on, think about calling into this radio show. If you do have any of the newer style cell phones, you better get yourself a microwave meter so you can see how dangerous these cell phones can be to your health, you know? If you're a pregnant woman out there, don't you dare lay your cell phone that's turned on your belly. You're destroying the DNA of your baby by having a cell phone that close to your child that you might be carrying in your belly. You know, and why don't you know that? And don't put your cell phone down in your bra between your breasts, because you're liable to create cancer growing in that part of your body. You know, I mean, really, did I have to tell you all that? I guess I have to, because guess what? The doctors aren't telling you that. The mainstream media isn't telling you that. And nobody else is telling you that. Again, this is an educational show. Not to mention the call-in radio show, but it's educational, you know. You could learn so much by just listening to one of these shows, my show, Connect the Dots. That's what I'm doing here. I'm connecting the dots for you. But you can connect the dots for yourself. Hey, that's why I tell people to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It'll teach you how to connect the dots, and plus you'll learn hundreds of things that mainstream media will never tell you, hundreds of things that the public education systems will never tell you. That's right. It's all in my book. I only have 100 pages, only 100 pages of text, but every word is a gem. Every sentence is a gem. Every paragraph is a gem of information. There is no filler in my book. And I have over 75 photos of things that go bump in the night that are there, and the camera, 35mm film, has captured it. That's right. And so I have the negatives to prove that none of it has been altered, should anybody want to challenge me on it. And you should be interested in what the camera picks up, because what's picked up on film, where the negatives are available and you can, it can be proven that this is real, that is truth. The information you see on the TV, you can't verify that any of that is true, really, because it's all digital now. In fact, that's why the law was changed to make everything digital, because with digital film, digital technology, you can take anything and alter it and make it look real. They've done plenty of movies already to prove how easily that can be done. Perfect example is Avatar. If you haven't seen the movie, go see it and understand how, and then look into how they made the movie and understand how easily it is to fake things. And when you fake things with digital film, there's no way to prove that it was faked or not. So when they show you things on the evening news on mainstream media, whatever they show you, all of it can be fake, because they could alter it and nobody can prove they altered it, because it's all digital. But the pictures in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, they're all 35mm photographs with based on real negatives that were developed. And the negatives will back up what the pictures in my book and prove that all the pictures revealed in my book are real. And the proof exists that they haven't been altered. And that's why I tell people to buy it, you know? For you people who don't realize, unless I'm selling millions of books, which I'm not, I'm not really making any money off a few books, but if it can help anyone out there listening to my voice, help you understand what's going on in this world, buy the book, not for me, but for your own benefit, to educate yourself, because that's why the book was written, you know? A lifetime is worth the knowledge that I came across over a long period of time. I put into this book to educate humanity to what they're not being told. Everything is known, and just in case you didn't realize that, everything is known. And if the information isn't known on this world, it's known on another world. There's a lot of information in the universe that we're being kept from us on planet Earth until this thing, upcoming thing called the event happens. And when it happens, then we'll finally be reconnected with the universe and we'll find out, boy, how much we've been cheated from knowing, simply because our planet Earth is still an isolated planet. It's in the process of being liberated now, but as far as seeing results on the ground here, it looks like the planet is heading for a doomsday. But again, you have to be searching for the truth to understand. You'll find the truth then that there are things going on behind the scenes to eventually free us from this prison planet we're on. Yeah. That was a great term invented by whoever invented it. But this is a prison planet, and because it's still ruled by the dark side, and they're still trying to manipulate us to the very end. And we could be free of all this now if people would wake up and finally unite in unison and say, enough is enough of this crap, and we're going to take command of our lives here on Earth, and we're not going to allow you elite and you phony politicians to keep us locked down with these ridiculous laws, you know? We all know it's important to be cooperative, but we shouldn't be cooperative with a fake government. All governments are fake now. They're all controlled with bribe money. And if bribe money doesn't work, the sophistication of electronic mind control is enough to control most people. If the politicians, you know, just in America here, we got 535 people trying to represent 350 million people, which is a bad plan to begin with. Not enough representation. 535 people cannot truly represent 350 million people. Yeah, it just can't. A true representation of America, there's thousands. I don't know how many counties there are altogether. Let's say there's 5,000 counties. Well, if every county had representatives in the Congress, that might be a true representation of America, certainly a true representation. And a majority vote decides all. In fact, everybody who is a member of the federal government should no longer be allowed to be a member of a political party. You know? Then we could maybe get something done where people who've been elected to Congress don't have any obligations to a political party anymore, because this two-party system or political party loyalty works against all countries, all governments. You know, it does. especially a two-party system, it's the worst gun you can have, because you'll always be locked in an us versus them mindset. That's why, hey, I'm running for president, but I'm doing it as an independent write-in candidate. No political or party affiliation. I don't owe anything to anybody. You know? I'm just out there to let everybody know, hey, you ought to vote for me because I've got the solutions and none of these fake political party candidates have any solutions. All they know, all they're doing is playing the political game to get elected. So once they get on the gravy train, they can cash in on all the money they spent to get elected, you know? Hey, that's a great song by Pink Floyd, you know? Never mind the name of the song, but there's that line, you know, riding the gravy train. Yeah, well, go investigate for yourself. You'll quickly find out which Pink Floyd's song is. You know, songs back in the last century were the were kind of like the conscience of society, social commentary of the generations of the particular time, starting with the revolution of the 60s, social revolution of the 60s, where young people were talking about justice and injustice, and great songs were being written about commentating on the problems of the times. Pink Floyd was one of those bands. We could say the Beatles were probably the most popular of all the social commentary groups, you know? And then there were individuals like Bob Dylan, which brings to mind, you know, I claim to be the most social, political commentary person of the 21st century, and I've proven it already with the albums I put out there, with the music videos I put out there. I've got an album on CD Baby. You ought to check it out, you know. You ought to support me, somebody who's bringing this truth and revelation to humanity. I've got 23 songs on an album called Songs Better Than Dylan. And I'm talking about Bob Dylan here, you know. He was considered one of the greatest singer-songwriters of the 20th century. But his days are over. He doesn't write any new songs anymore that are worth mentioning. And the few great social, he did have great social political songs, don't even match up to the great songs I've written. And he never had an album where he had 23 great social political songs on like I do. It's called Songs Better Than Dylan. 23 great social political commentary songs. I got about, 7 or 8 of them already on music videos on YouTube, you know. Songs that are great social political commentary songs, great philosophical songs. You know, on YouTube, I've got songs like Anatomy, social political commentary, philosophical songs. I got another song, The Earth She Loves You, talking about the earth as a living entity, and the earth is a living entity. I guarantee you watch that, you'll be impressed. And by the time you're done listening to it, watching the music video, and listening to the words, you'll love the earth too. You'll love the earth back. And that's all our planet Earth wants, is to be loved. It has a consciousness, you know. And the earth, she loves us. She loves you. The earth, she loves you. Look that up on YouTube. And I've got the new ones out, you know. The Common Man, it says it all. And I've got the song Ain't No Justice. Again, it says it all, what's going on. Both those songs alone, better than any song Bob Dylan ever wrote. Hey, and if he doesn't like it, he can call me up on this radio show and tell me himself. And, you know, and I'll tell him, yeah, that's right. Those songs are better than any song you've written. Name me one of your songs, Bob Dylan, that are better than any of the... either one of those two songs, but I've got them out on YouTube videos. You know, did the whole project myself. I'm a video producer too. That's right. Anything I have on YouTube, I did everything, you know, and I do it fast. I don't waste my time with technicalities. Hey, and if it's not perfect, too bad. I'll just make the next one perfect. But my videos are worth checking. They're out there on YouTube. Hey, the name here is Tom Anderson. So you put the name of the song in, and some of them will come up right away. When you click, go to YouTube.com, hit the music button, go to the information bar, put in the name of the song, and it usually comes up. But there are, so, you know, songs, no one can copyright the title, so there are some, a lot of my songs, there other people have songs with similar names. Hey, and shit happens, as the saying goes. And but if you put in the title of my song, it doesn't, the machine doesn't pop it up there right on top. Just put by Tom Edison behind it, and then the machine will bring my music video up to the top. That's the way it works. Hey, we're coming to the end of the show, and I end my show always with the most tasteful lead guitar solo of the 21st century. It's the first song that gets played. It's about 30 seconds of guitar playing. It's from my song, Are You the Partying Kind? The full music video of it is up there on YouTube.com. You know, Are You the Partying, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N, kind? Are you the partying kind? Well, you're going to hear the solo at the end of that song, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, another video up there on YouTube. I got to be somebody, or I gotta be somebody. Again, if the machine doesn't, you're on YouTube, the machine doesn't bring up my video at first, you know, you can scroll down, or you can just follow the name of the song by, put in by Tom Edison. That is my real name, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor. And you'll get to it. And I've got my new song out there too now, Purple Planet. Again, unfortunately, when you put in those two words, Purple Planet, that's the name of the song, there's a lot of other things that the AI machine will bring up that are titled Purple Planet. Not that there are songs, other songs called Purple Planet, but the machine brings up anything labeled Purple Planet. There's all kinds of things. So if I'm not at the top, just put in Purple Planet by Tom Edison and you'll get the music video. You'll like it too. And, hey, I wish I had time to tell jokes tonight, but, you know, hey, sometimes there's a joke show after mine. So stay tuned to BBS Radio if you want to hear jokes, because, hey, I'm not the programmer, but I know sometimes there's a joke show after mine where jokes are being told, and jokes make us happy and make us laugh, and that's it. We're running out of time here, so I can't tell any jokes tonight, but hey, go to YouTube.com and go looking for my songs. Hey, my name is Tom Edison. Look for the new song, The Common Man, because you're the common man too. Whether you're male or female, you are the common man. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. This is the end of the show. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. gotta be somebody. Feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I